I've become a woman of few words. Tonight at supper, before I speak my final syllables for the day, Patrick reaches over and taps the silver-toned device around my left wrist, reminding me to stay quiet until the counter resets itself at midnight. My daughter Sonia's counter will do the same. My boys do not wear word counters.
How is Sonia's vocabulary?
Patrick asks, knocking his chin my way. He rephrases.
Is she learning?
I shrug.
You're the cognitive linguist,
Patrick says.
Was.
Are.
In spite of my year of practice, the extra words leak out before I can stop them.
No, I'm not.
Patrick watches the counter tick off another three entries. I feel the pressure of each one on my pulse like an ominous drum.
That's enough, Jean,
he says. The boys exchange worried looks, the kind of worry that comes from knowing what occurs if that counter surpasses those three digits. 1, 0, 0. This is when I say my last Monday word. To my daughter. The whispered,
good night,
has barely escaped when Patrick's eyes meet mine. Pleading.